Candidates for Fall Festival CoverGirl competed in three more events Thursday evening at the Equine Pavilion. Shelby Lackey of Cumbie, Miranda Russian of North Hopkins, and Morgan Mayers of Sulphur Springs did hay stacking, sowing, and cutting up a chicken. After the events, I talked with them and with reigning cover girl, Sarah Weatherreed. You would be Shelby Lackey from Cumbie, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, let's see. You had three more events tonight. First, the hay stacking. How'd you like that one?
You know, I felt like I did really good on it. I'm really confident about it. And Morgan and Miranda did really good, too, so I'm really proud of them. And we just all did really good, and so it's been a really good night.
Everything went well. Are you good with a sewing machine?
Yes, sir. I've been sewing since I was little.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Was this a different machine, or it's pretty much kind of a basic machine, isn't it?
Yes, sir. It's different than the one that I've been using, because I've been using the one that my mom used and the one that her mom used, so it's just been one that's been passed down generations. It was a little different as far as, like, some are older and some are newer, but other than that, it was almost natural. So
you just go slow and stay within the lines, I guess, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then cutting up the chicken, how did you prepare for this one?
You know, my dad, we raise chickens for show, and then afterwards we have so many left over, so that's what we use to eat throughout the next year. So just growing up next to that, I've learned how to process them and cut them up, and it's just been, again, it's one of those natural things that have been for me, so I was pretty used to it.
So you would be Miranda Russian.
Yes, sir.
And you're from North Hopkins.
Yes, sir.
And so let's go over everything. First of all, the hay stacking. I thought you had a good strategy of getting everything over there and then getting it arranged.
Yes, sir. And the hay started hurting me because it had a lot of sprinters in it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So it kind of poked me at the end there.
Uh-huh. You had a good, looked like you had a good fast time, though.
Yep. That cross country really helps.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes, sir.
You play all those sports over there.
Yes, sir.
And how about sewing? Have you done sewing before?
Yes, sir. I've been sewing ever since we found out that we got to sew. I've been mm-hmm. sewing ever since then.
Was the machine something you were used to?
Yes, sir. I've been practicing on that machine since we found out we got to sew.
All right. Just stay in the lines. And.
Yes, sir.
Was that a pretty easy pattern to do?
Yes, sir. Way easier than that circle, though.
Okay. This was called a square maze, I believe.
Yes, sir, it was.
And then cutting up the chicken, have you done that before?
Yes, sir. I practiced 4 or 5 knots on that one, and it was pretty easy. Had a good knife, sharp knife and everything, and it was really fun.
This would be Morgan Mayers, and you're from Sulphur Springs.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and let's start with the hay stacking. How did you think that went for you?
I think it went pretty good. That's what I do over the summer. And so I just worked on my skills that I already had and fixed the pattern where it was just right. And I think that one went pretty well. It was pretty simple.
Yeah. Then you had the sewing. Have you done much sewing?
I've been practicing that a lot because I haven't sewn since this contest.
Uh-huh.
And so I had to practice that all the time. And so I felt like I did pretty good on it.
Was this a machine you were familiar with?
Yes, sir. This is the one that I practiced on at the extension office.
Uh-huh.
And so I was pretty familiar with it. I knew where everything was and how it worked. And so I was pretty glad at how I did on that.
You look like you went very meticulously to make sure that you did a good job of staying in the line and everything.
Yes, I tried to stay focused since I knew that I didn't sew a lot. I knew I had to work harder on it. And so I was very focused and trying not to rip it. And I don't think I ripped it, and I had stayed on the lines. And so I'm pretty proud of how I did on that.
Okay, then cutting up the old chicken there. How was that for you?
That one was difficult. I'd never really cut up a chicken, and I've practiced a few times, but it's just something that I could never get a hang of. Mm-hmm. I'm just ADHD, and I kind of get confused on which part goes where, and so that was kind of confusing, but I got it done in the time limit, and I think I got it done pretty good.
Well, this was kind of weird. You had to demonstrate 2 events that you didn't have to do last year.
Yeah, and I didn't really practice on them, but I have sewn before. But, they were new and different.
You like the hay stacking and the sewing?
Oh, yeah. That was really fun. I liked it a lot. I think they should definitely do it next year and the years to come and everything. It was really good.
I was very impressed. Cut up that chicken but you said you got a little practice in, right?
Yeah. I practiced last night on 2, and I practiced one for one of the coming up Cover Girls. So.
All right, it's getting close to giving that crown away.
I know.
You gonna just latch on to it, or?
I guess I'm kind of ready to give it away. I mean, I guess nobody's ever really ready to give it away, but I guess I am. I'm excited to give it away to one of these girls that I have.
The new cover girl will be named Saturday night. KSST News.